Good morning and welcome to BCP Matins for the last Sunday before Advent, year 2020. From me, Reverend Jan Moore. I cannot of course see you, nor you me, nor indeed each other, but we're nevertheless connected in community by the marvel of technology and sound waves. I hope you have access to the text for this liturgy and encourage you to join in wherever you wish, in fact, or wherever the script indicates. An opening sentence from the Book of Common Prayer. To the Lord our God belong mercies and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he set before us. Dearly beloved, the scripture moveth us in sundry places to acknowledge and confess our manifold sins and wickedness, and that we should not dissemble nor cloak them before the face of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, but confess them with an humble, lowly, penitent and obedient heart, to the end that we may obtain forgiveness of the same by his infinite goodness and mercy. And although we ought at all times humbly to acknowledge our sins before God, yet ought we most chiefly so to do when we assemble and meet together to render thanks for the great benefits that we have received at his hands, to set forth his most worthy praise, to hear his most holy word, and to ask those things which are requisite and necessary as well for the body as the soul. Wherefore I pray and beseech you, as many as are gathered today, to accompany me with a pure heart and humble voice unto the throne of the heavenly grace, saying after me, Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind, in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. May the Father of all mercies cleanse us from our sins, and restore us in his image to the praise and glory of his name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. O Lord, open thou our lips, and our mouth shall show forth his praise. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord's name be praised. And so normally at this point we would have the Venite, which is Psalm 85, but that's also our psalm set for today. So in fact, I'm going to leave it and put it in the place of the psalm. So our first reading from the Old Testament, Ezekiel chapter 34, beginning at verse 11. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. I will search for my sheep and look after them as a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he is with them. I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on a day of clouds and darkness. I will bring them out from the nations and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their own land. I will pasture them on the mountains of Israel, in the ravines and in all the settlements in the land. I will tend them in a good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel will be their grazing land. I will search for the lost and bring back the strays, I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak, but the sleek and the strong I will destroy. I will shepherd the flock with justice. I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep. I will save my flock, and they will no longer be plundered. I will judge between one sheep and another, and I will place over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he will tend them. I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David will be prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And now the Venite, today's set psalm, and we will see why. We say together, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us heartily rejoice in the strength of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and show ourselves glad in him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. And in his hand are all the corners of the earth, and the strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands prepared the dry land. Come, let us worship and fall down, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is the Lord our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen. And so that psalm reflecting us again as the sheep and reminding us of Jesus, God, our great King above all gods. Our second reading, Matthew 25, beginning at verse 31. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. And then the king will say to those on his right, Come, you who are blessed by my Father, and take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me. And then the righteous will answer him, But Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? And when did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothed you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? And the king will reply, Truly, I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. And then he will say to those on his left, Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes and you did not clothe me, and I was sick and in prison and you did not look after me. And they also will answer, But Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison and did not help you? And he will reply, "Truly, I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me." And then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So we can say together the Jubilate, which in fact is the words of Psalm 100. Oh, be joyful in the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with a song. Be ye sure that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. O go your way into his gates with thanksgiving, and into your courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and speak good of his name. For the Lord is gracious, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth from generation to generation. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And in the joy of the Jubilate, we say together the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. May the Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. We continue by saying the Lord's Prayer together, prayer of Christians across the world. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. O Lord, show thy mercy upon us, and grant us thy salvation. O Lord, save the Queen, and mercifully hear us when we call upon thee. Endue thy ministers with righteousness, and make thy chosen people joyful. O Lord, save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Give peace in our time, O Lord. Because there is none other that fighteth for us, but only thou, O God. O God, make clean our hearts within us, and take not thy Holy Spirit from us. And so we come to the collects for this weekend, this Sunday, for peace and for grace. Please join in with the words if you have them before you. God our Father, help us to hear the call of your Son, Christ the King, and to follow in the service of him whose kingdom has no end. For he reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, one glory. Amen. O God, who art the author of peace and lover of concord, in knowledge of whom standeth our eternal life, whose service is perfect freedom, defend us, thy humble servants, in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in thy defence, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through the might of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who has safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings may be ordered by thy governance to do always that is righteous in thy sight. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we share this blessing with each other. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. So we come to our sermon time, followed by our intercessions and a final blessing. Well, in today's Old Testament reading, Ezekiel hears that in his own days, God would search out and rescue God's own sheep, even though dark clouds would scatter them. And by this process, he will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak, whilst dealing out justice to the fat and the overstrong. Yes, God will judge the fat against the lean and give to the lean in that time King David, who will be a godly leader to nourish his people. And then in today's New Testament reading, Jesus describes which sheep of God's fold will be saved for all eternity. And we hear that it'll be the ones who have welcomed Jesus, fed Jesus, given him drink when he was parched, clothed him, visited him in prison, and cared for him when he was sick. His hearers, of course, know that they've done no such thing for Jesus. So Jesus explains, if they've done these things for anyone in need, they've created heavenly joy on earth. A joy which blesses and rejuvenates God the Father and Jesus his Son, whom they seek to serve. Alternatively, those not doing these things effectively detach themselves from God's grace and join the devil's work. Earlier in chapter 25 of Matthew, you could later read if you wish, about the foolish virgins who didn't have their lamps ready for the bridegroom. What was the result? They got shut out from the wedding feast. And you can read of the waste and the loss of a lazy slave's one talent because he didn't develop it. Instead, he hid it to protect himself, rather than using it to benefit others and actually to benefit himself. It seems odd that Jesus still had to spell these things out to his listeners, because if they had really followed their Old Testament books of the law and the prophets, they would know all too well how it is. But they clearly just hadn't got the message. So we know now that God had done with the prophets. So Jesus becomes the last one, presenting a final and yet eternal chance for humankind to be reconnected to God. God has searched out his lost sheep since time began, and wrung his hands and wept at the behaviours of his fat, selfish sheep. For fat sheep today, we might read fat cats in many disguises, on many a prowl for power, wealth and domination. So, what of our personal situation today? Do we sometimes manage to persuade ourselves that our choices and decisions are inconsequential? They're not, are they? Today is Stir Up Sunday, the time for stirring Christmas cakes and puddings. And it's also the day we honour Christ as our one and only King. So hopefully we are stirred up by the way Jesus' ministry was so personal. God's judgment was and is given to us by a human being like us, yet divine, like God. Jesus knew at first hand the results of torture, rejection, a parched thirst, and crucifixion. And he saw every day on his own streets imprisoned spirits and the results of neglect and starvation. And Jesus' ministry demonstrated time and again to us what to do about it. So on this last Sunday before Advent, I hope we are stirred up by God's suffering servant King, Jesus. Because today we are called to stretch our hearts, to turn them inside out even, with a passion for loving all creation as Jesus did. That's all sorts and conditions of men and women, young and old, whatever their language and the colour of their skin, whatever their sexuality or their economic value. Today's readings are about loving with the passion of Jesus, wherever we discern disease, deprivation, depression, or disaster in our midst. I know this is a hard message in these currently dark times of fear and anxiety and anger all around us, and perhaps within ourselves. But many of us sharing this act of worship also know that we are cushioned from the realities we see in our news. I've just watched on my television an outburst of rage from a customer smashing shelves of wine onto the floor of a supermarket because they were asked to take the COVID safe path around the shop. and another throwing violent abuse at an assistant who asked them to wear a mask. I want to weep at these scenes almost as much as at the terrible scenes of starving refugees. Jesus would surely want us to weep at all tragic and disturbing scenes of degraded and damaged life all over our planet. But maybe we feel swamped by our inability to change it. And maybe in our low mood, we even feel guilty at our cushioned good fortune. So let's be practical. Little me and little you can't change the whole world. So call today to a demanding gospel challenge. Let us pray for those things that are outside our own capacity to change. Because if nothing else, we are people of prayer. But you know, there are other stories around every Cotswold corner and under many a Cotswold stone, which when lifted just a little, reveal needs. And maybe we ourselves have hidden our needs from others. Too proud, too scared. But let us also be opening to the promptings of the Holy Spirit in making a practical response to darkness under Cotswold stones, darkness in ourselves, and all kinds of suffering that might be close to home. We are called to be salt and light, beacons of justice, and carriers not of a virus, but of hope and joy. Do you know the story of the man walking along a beach packed with stranded starfish where the tide has gone out? He picks up one after another to throw back into the sea. It's a bottomless pit of a task because there are thousands and he can't save them all. And a passerby calls to him, "No matter, mate, you can't save them all. Save yourself the effort." Picking up a single starfish and delivering it back into the ocean, the man replies, "No matter. My effort matters to that one." Amen. And so let us pray. Loving God, you know us better than we know ourselves. You know of the gathered clouds in our own times. We feel like scattered sheep, distanced from those we love and those who love us. We thank you that we can come to you as we are, with all our fears, concerns, difficulties, and challenges. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Give to our leaders wisdom beyond human wisdom. Give to our frontline workers strength beyond human strength, especially those in medical roles. And Lord, as we now list other needs, help us to name in our hearts those who are personal to us. Give comfort beyond human comfort to children, to those without employment, to those who suffer mental anxiety and depression, to those who are diseased, to those whose family stresses are beyond their capacity to cope, to the elderly, and to all who grieve. Fill us with your Spirit to bring comfort and joy to others in these parched and difficult days, that we may all find fresh springs of hope in Jesus. Lord, in your mercy, Lord, graciously hear us. Loving God, your Son Jesus Christ came that we might have life and have it abundantly. Pour out your blessing upon our nation. Where there is fear, strengthen us with the knowledge of your presence. Where there is uncertainty, build us up in faith. Where there is dishonesty, lead us into truth. And where there is discord, may we know the harmony of your love. We ask this in Jesus' name. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. And so we come to the end of our worship together. I urge you to take care of yourselves, to take care of others where you can, and to pray where you can't. May the love of the Lord Jesus draw you to himself, the power of the Lord Jesus strengthen you in his service, and the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you, each one of you, upon those for whom you care, and remain with you for many months ahead. Amen.